More home improvement help is in CJAD's Sunday Morning Notebook. Here's Yon Eakes and Ken Connors.
Filling in on the Sunday Morning Notebook this morning is Walter from Renovco. Walter, good morning.
Good morning, Ken.
You know, in my neighborhood in Ville-Saint-Laurent, this summer, as I'm out walking the dogs every morning, there is always a different roofing project being done. People are taking care of their roofs and getting new roofs. The tiles are worn out, what have you. Let me start by asking you, what do you look for when it comes time to changing your roof? I mean, a lot of people say, okay, when we bought the house, it was a brand new roof and you have a 15-year guarantee. And some people use that as a gauge. But is there something specific you can look for?
Yeah, there's a lot of things that you could look for yourself without necessarily requiring an expert to do that for you. First of all, one of the reasons why you have this big roofing party with consumers this season is because of the bad winter we had.
Yeah.
It really tested our roof to the limit. You know, all the mild weather and the thaw and the cold weather.
The back and forth.
That's right. So you know, we had a lot of ice damming. Typically, when you have a bad winter like that, all the deficiencies in the roof will really come to life. And a lot of people, I mean, we know from the claims we got in the winter what kind of, home failures or envelope failures we had.
Right.
So that's why you're seeing a lot of roofs being redone. One of the things you could look at is the actual state or condition of the shingle. Once it starts drying up, disintegrating, curling up.
Curling.
Yeah. This is where you know that your shingle is towards the end of its life. The second thing is also the age of the roof, okay? Mm-hmm. So if you had a 15-year shingle and it's been 20 years since you changed your roof, you know, you're kind of pushing yourself to the limit. And typically looking from, you know, and if when you're in doubt, don't just look from the street up. You might need to go up there or get someone that can and just walk around and see really in the valleys what's going on and, you know, in the flashing areas. Because sometimes the problem can come from somewhere that is non-visible to the naked eye and
right.
Could be a serious problem. Sometimes it's actually a very easy thing to fix. You have no idea how many times we got called in to change roofs. The roofs were in fantastic condition and it just was a flashing that was badly installed. It required some caulking. So it's not always the drastic measures that work.
Jan is always mentioning too that you have to stay on top of the roofers in terms of making sure they do a thorough job and not just handle, you know, putting brand new tiles on. It's more involved than that, right?
100%. You know, it's one of the least supervised jobs by the consumer there is. And truth be told, we all hate to go up on ladders 30 feet
sure.
up in the sky and, you know, walk on a dangerous roof.
You got to trust that they're doing the job.
That's right. So you have two options. You go up on the roof and you actually supervise what they're doing, which is in most cases not a very practical option.
Right.
Option. You have a drone, like you told me before, and you supervise it from your home, or you hire a roofing inspector. Okay, we're probably one of the only or the very few companies in Montreal that does that.
And they babysit the project, basically.
That's exactly what they do. So, beside my project manager, because for us, we give a guarantee and Renovco's name is important. We honor our guarantee. So if someone had a problem, so when I redo a roof, I have my project manager supervising the general project, but I hire a roofing inspector to supervise my guys and give his own guarantee as well.
Okay.
And that's amazing. Just the fact that the roofer knows that there's a roofing inspector, they're like that much more careful because they know they're being watched and that's something they're not used to. And you have, believe me, it works wonders. And we've got, I mean, it's rare that they would come up with something, but, you know, they would have one or two good observations, sometimes great solutions as well. Mm-hmm. Because they're much more up to date with the newer equipment, newer ventilations, and so on and so forth. And, you know, it's not really expensive, okay? You know, for the type of investment they're putting on your roof, it's worth every penny.
And for your own peace of mind.
100%. 100%.
Walter, thank you so much. Walter Assey from Renovco, filling in for Yon Eakes this weekend, both on the Home Improvement Show and on the Sunday Morning Notebook. Yon's back next Saturday morning.